Isabel dos Santos, the daughter of Angola's former president, is a multi-billionaire. She's said to be Africa's richest woman. We're just now starting to learn how she accumulated those billions. Newly leaked documents suggest dos Santos made her fortune through corruption by profiting from land, oil, diamonds, and telecommunications all through her father's connections. Along the way, she may have engaged in criminal activity. That's according to the BBC's Andrew Harding in Johannesburg. He's looked through the newly leaked documents. Harding also sat down with Isabel dos Santos to hear her side of the story.
Well, these documents give a flavor of the close relationship that Isabel dos Santos had with state companies that either supported, underwrote, or in some cases where her father as president signed a decree, enabled her to get what it's widely alleged were unfair access to enormous wealth that she very quickly, for instance, managed with no investment on her side or her husband's side to get a 50% stake in a Swiss diamond company that never made any money. Now, what happened last month was that Angolan investigators had already started digging into some of these allegations, and they, as a result of their concerns, froze her assets in Angola. Then came this leak of documents, which has really added detail to the extraordinarily complex web of international shell companies, for instance, in parts of the world where certainly financial investigators say oversight is poor, and it's the kind of behavior that would normally raise alarms in banks and so on.
This seems to go beyond just leveraging her father's connections. Do any of her activities amount to criminal acts?
Certainly there are concerns, for instance, about the payment of millions of dollars in invoices from the state oil company, which at the time Isabel dos Santos ran, to a company that she had close links to in the hours before, during and after she was being removed from that job. That's a specific example that has raised real concerns.
And now Isabel dos Santos has denied these allegations, and she spoke with you about that, Andrew. She's called this investigation a politically motivated witch hunt. Here's a clip from your interview with her.
Look, I regret that Angola has chosen this path. I think that we all stand a lot to lose. Now, when you look at my track record and you see the work I have done and you look at all the companies I've built, most certainly my companies are commercial companies. You know, if you tell me, is there anything wrong for an Angolan person to have a business venture with a state company? I think there's nothing wrong.
Yes, but Angolan authorities have dos Santos under a criminal investigation. They've frozen her assets in Angola, as you said, Andrew. Do you expect she'll find herself in the dock in a courtroom, or is she too powerful for a fairly weak criminal justice system in Angola?
It's a difficult question. I think that the key thing is that she does not plan to return to Angola. She made that very clear to me. She said, first of all, she wouldn't get a fair trial. But secondly, and as importantly, she said that her security and that of her family were at risk. She said the last time she was back there a few years ago, the intelligence services, the security services had basically followed her around. She said there was a pattern of abuse of what she feels are politically targeted individuals. She also says her brother-in-law, for instance, who is on trial for corruption in the country, has been harshly, unfairly treated by the authorities there.
Right. I mean, dos Santos argues she's being penalized because her father was president of Angola. How do you see the role of Angola's current president, João Lourenço, in all of this? Because he seems determined to go after corruption and specifically the dos Santos family. Is he as corruption-free himself as he makes himself out to be?
I think it's a lot murkier than it looks. This is not some new broom, new president coming in and saying, we are going to transform Angola and we are going after all corruption. I think there is an element of politics in this. He sees Isabel dos Santos, a woman who is now talking openly in vague terms, but talking about possibly running for the presidency herself. He sees her and her family still as a threat, and no doubt it is useful for him if he can neutralize her through these corruption investigations.
The BBC's Andrew Harding in Johannesburg telling us about new documents that show how Isabel dos Santos, the daughter of Angola's former president and widely believed to be Africa's richest woman, how she accumulated her billions. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.